You're tuned into KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. My final guest today is Elaine Schroeder, representing 350 Juno Climate Change for Alaska. Hello, Elaine.
Hey, hi, Shelley. Good to hear your voice again.
Thank you. It's great to hear yours as well. And thanks for being here today. I was wondering if we could start off by hearing a little bit about what your organization does.
Well, we have been around for about 3 years, and we work on trying to prevent the worst impacts of climate change. We can't prevent climate change totally because it's already happening, but we're looking at preventing the worst impacts and to promote a rapid and fair or just transition to a totally clean energy economy. And we really work at the level of systemic change. And that means holding our leaders accountable to climate science and social justice, and challenging the political and economic systems that have led us to catastrophic climate change. And we work on education, educating the public. We've had several programs. We brought in a year ago fall, we brought in a nationally known climate journalist to speak to standing room only crowd at the JAC. Starting during the legislative session in January, every Friday at noon, we're going to, in a COVID safe environment, we're going to have speakers on the Capitol steps talking about climate change, and we're bringing in people from all over the state.
That's quite a lot of tasks and big topics to tackle. And one of the ways that you do it is well, one event at a time, and you've got one coming up tomorrow. So I was wondering if you would tell us more about that.
Tomorrow at 7 p.m. for 1 hour from 7 to 8, we're having an event on Zoom called Visions for Our Future. And it's online, and we're hosting, I would call it a visionary program, about a future that America could have tackling the climate crisis with justice for all. And we're going to be having a short video with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And it's a beautiful video about what America could be as we tackle climate change and equality. And then our highlight is going to be a live discussion with Zach Brown, who is a climate scientist. He lives in Gustavus, and a climate activist. To get on the Zoom link, please email me at 350juno@gmail.com. That's 350juno@gmail.com. And I will send you the link how you can register for the program. Or you could go to our 350 Juno Facebook page and register right there. Okay?
That's 350juno@gmail.com to get the Zoom link.
Yes, or the Facebook page.
Okay, and the event is tomorrow, 7 p.m., as you mentioned, Visions for Our Future. And the topic is, again, it's talking about the climate crisis and how, and also how to tackle that justly and fairly with equity and equal treatment for all involved. Now, we've just had some big changes in our leadership here in the United States. How do you see that affecting the work that you're doing?
I think it's fantastic. Here's how it affects it. We can pressure the Biden-Harris administration. They're science-based. They're taking a look at the problem. They're fully aware of the problem, unlike the current administration, with its head in the sand, if not worse, doing exactly the opposite of what we need to do to fight the climate crisis. And so these are intelligent, science-based leaders who will listen. Biden and Harris already have a pretty decent program out there. They just need to be pushed a little further and a little faster.
Oh, that's great. And of course, I'm really interested to hear what AOC has to say, because she's a big proponent of the Green New Deal. So it's really interesting that you have a video from her to be a part of your program tomorrow. I think that'll be a real highlight.
Absolutely. And it's a darling video. When I say darling, you'll see what I mean when you watch the video. It is, well, she's pretty darling. And the video itself is very artistic and very uplifting, because what it is about is what will happen if we have a Green New Deal? What will America look like? And if you don't have a vision of what's to come, you can't work towards that vision. You can't, you first have to be able to see it before you can do it. So that's our theme. And Zach Brown will be talking about the tools we need to use in order to have a livable planet. Right now we're heading, you know, towards a very unlivable planet. And I think it's really interesting to take a look at the connection between COVID and climate change. We can see that COVID and the rates of infection are skyrocketing, particularly in those places that haven't been following the science. And it's a real life visceral example of how we need to take a look at what the experts say, what the scientists say, and follow their advice. And that goes for climate change as well. We need to reduce. We really need to stop producing oil and gas and coal.
And it's long been said by climate science researchers that one of the side effects of climate change, if nothing was done to stop it, would be worldwide pandemics. And now we're seeing that basically, you know, and we're seeing that play out. Has there been any that you know of, anecdotally or otherwise, has there been any positive benefit to the environment from humans kind of slowing down, taking a break, staying closer to home?
Well, you're hitting on my other favorite topic, which is the psychology. The psychology, well, I call it COVID psychology. And, you know, I think there's a silver lining in even the most horrendous experiences for some people, not for all people, obviously. But for some people who have adequate housing and adequate income, the personal experience I've had, and it's been echoed by friends of mine as well, is that we are really focusing on being here in Juneau and falling in love with place. And I noticed so many more people on the trail, Shelley, and so many people who probably didn't get out that much or were constantly traveling, you know, in order to have fun, you have to go to Hawaii. Okay. Well, I'm just so in love with Juneau now. I haven't left town for the 8-9 months of COVID, and I've seen all the seasons change. I probably went to Cowie Meadows 10 times as the season changed. So I think that's my silver lining.
Yes, and you are actually one of the people I run into the most out on the trail. So it's great to see you and Mr. Schroeder out there as well. I agree. Juneau's a nice place to be quarantined, just for the trails, if nothing else.
Absolutely.
Well, Elaine, thanks so much for speaking with me today. Again, email 350juneau@gmail.com to participate in Visions for Our Future tomorrow night at 7, or visit the 350 Juneau Facebook page. And anything else you'd like to share before we say goodbye today?
Well, it's going to be a fast-paced program. You will not be bored. You'll see the faces of numerous board members who are going to be people you may recognize. And you'll all be on the screen together if you open up your video. And so it'll be a really nice Juneau gathering.
Thanks for that, Elaine. Well, lots of luck with the program tomorrow. And thanks again for being on the show.
Thank you, Shelley. Bye-bye.
Take care.